WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
From the interview, Campus on Lockdown, I'm Elliot Francis. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to meet this weekend with former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney to discuss a possible cabinet-level position. Correspondent Phil Mattingly reports.
Mitt Romney has made clear to friends in the past, we are told, that Secretary of State would be a position he is interested in. Now, how serious is that? That is a question we don't currently have the answer to, but the thing people are seizing on right now is the signal this is sending to Republicans, even those who are very opposed to Donald Trump throughout this campaign.
Also, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has been asked to be Trump's national security advisor. No word yet on whether Flynn has accepted that offer. One person is in critical condition after a shooting overnight on Southern University's campus in Louisiana. The Baton Rouge campus is on lockdown, and students and staff members have been warned to shelter in place until further notice. The male victim of the shooting was taken to a local hospital. Police at this hour are searching for suspects. I'm Elliot Francis. Nancy Pelosi's position as House Minority Leader could be in jeopardy. Bob Costantini reports.
Last week, House Democrats actually won a handful of new seats, but are still far and away the minority. That's led to speculation once again of a challenger to Nancy Pelosi's 13-year-long leadership. She told reporters for the November 30th election she's not thinking twice.
Without even asking anybody for a vote, I have over two-thirds of the caucus supporting me.
Tim Ryan of the swing state of Ohio has indicated he'd consider a challenge to Pelosi. New York's Joe Crowley is also mentioned as one alternative. But since becoming the minority, Pelosi has been able to wield iron fist-like discipline over her fellow Democrats. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Lawyers for the estate of Bobby Christina Brown said judges ordered her partner, Nick Gordon, to pay $36 million in a wrongful death case. Gordon failed to meet court deadlines, which means the conservator of her estate wins by default. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Stafford County officials now say two children are among the four people dead in a murder-suicide. Authorities think 35-year-old Lance Buckley killed his 30-year-old wife Amy and their daughters ages 5 and 18 months and then took his own life. The bodies were found yesterday in a home in the Windsor Forest subdivision in Stafford County. There's a push on the University of Maryland campus to turn it into a sanctuary campus.
With every moment that passes where we don't know what exactly the status is of our campus, students are scared.
Catherine Swanson is the student body president at the University of Maryland and is leading the charge to designate the school as a sanctuary campus. She tells WMAL the school's president is supporting them.
He told us that this is something that he was behind, as did the rest of his cabinet.
The issue will be taken up at the next student government meeting, and if it's passed, petitions will be collected and presented to campus police. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's general manager is taking a moment to look back at his first anniversary with the transit agency, but Paul Wiedefeld declined to grade his performance so far.
I don't grade myself. You know, I've got so much to do. I'm not focusing on that. You know, we are working very hard to do the best that we can, you know, for the customers, for the agency, and for this region. That's what we do.
Wiedefeld does say he wishes now that he'd launched the SafeTrack program when he first took the job last November. The Montgomery County executive wants to keep the county's liquor monopoly, but restructure it. Isaiah Leggett's plan would create an independent liquor authority. Critics say the county's unusual liquor system is an outdated post-prohibition structure that should be dropped. But the county collects over $22 million a year in profits with its liquor monopoly. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,904, the NASDAQ at 53,34. Sports, the Wizards beat the Knicks. College basketball wins for Maryland and GW, a loss for American. Thursday night football, Carolina beats New Orleans. NHL, the Caps host Detroit tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money. money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Find out how our dedicated military and veterans advisors can help you navigate your benefits. At UMUC, we'll help you explore scholarship options and help you save on books for undergraduate courses thanks to our free electronic resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 pushing through Falls Church. Keep alert because we have a crash west on 66 right as you come up to the connector road, and they had everyone just squeezing by it. It's like on the shoulder. So yes, we are starting to see a little bit of volume with everything just about shut down here west on 66 as you head toward the connector road. That's going to be before you get to Route 7 and the Beltway. Eastbound, your travel lanes are open. So eastbound, not only are you in good shape there, but you're also quiet coming through Gainesville early on here through Manassas and up through to the Capitol. Beltway. Beltway's looking good for everyone, Virginia and Maryland. Virginia had a crash northbound 95 before you get to 606 in Thornburg, and that has been cleared. That was with us pretty much all night, but you can now use that if you were worried about it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky, chilly morning, but temperatures held in check here as we head on through the morning hours into the afternoon, about 10 above normal, 68. Tonight, clear 46. Cold fronts on the march tomorrow. The winds pick up in the afternoon out of the west, a 67, only in the upper 40s on Sunday, partly cloudy and windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Alexandria, 45 in Kensington, and 45 degrees in Washington. The largest U.S. oil field ever discovered has been found in West Texas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's time to get up. It's Friday. We've made it through most of the work week. Just a little more time to the weekend. So, you know, get up. Get started. And while you're doing that, we're here to help you through the morning. At 7:05 this morning, Trevor Maddich will join us to talk about the Redskins versus the Packers. At 8:05, Michael Dorso, who is the Montgomery County School Board President, about all of these protests and what they're going to do about them. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Brian, on this date in history, November 18, 1883, America's time zones were solidified, agreed upon, and ratified. That's right. Today is the anniversary, the day that we mark the creation of the Eastern time zone, the Central time zone, the Pacific time zone, and that useless mountain time zone that no one really ever uses. I mean, really, mountain time. Yeah. Come on. And it's an interesting thing to note, because here we were coming right off of daylight savings time, right, where we're all sort of used to getting reoriented to a clock.
Right.
And a week ago in the New York Times, there was an op-ed that got a lot of attention, and I want to throw it out there. According to the New York Times, James Gleick wrote the op-ed saying, it's time to dump time zones. And this is in the news. Did you see that President-elect Donald Trump was supposed to give a call to Theresa May, the PM of the UK,
right,
and he missed the time that he was supposed to connect with her because they got messed up on the time zones.
Oh.
Like, oh, what time is it in London? Oh, but wait, we just had daylight savings time. Oh, we counted based on the old time, not based on the daylight savings time, and oh, you got to count this, and it's 8 hours that way, and it's 12 hours that way. And the New York Times says that's part of the problem. Listen, we're living in a connected world.
Mm-hmm.
We're no longer reliant upon the speed of a locomotive, a steam locomotive, to transport us from time zone in our country. No. This is the internet age. This is the jet set age. We should just do away with time zones. We'll have one time for the entire world.
Wow.
And you just reorient your life based on what you do at that time. I'll explain this in a moment, but I'm wondering if you already are sort of hip to this idea. What do you think of this? And do you agree that having a different time zone for each, you know, quadrant of the world is an outdated idea, and we should all, for convenience and for a better understanding and a better working relationship around the world, should we just adopt one world time. 888-630-9625, 888-630 WMAO. Here's how it would work. Or here's how they propose it would work. They'd still stay, you know, Greenwich Mean Time. Right? Yes. Greenwich, England, for some reason, they've got the monopoly on,
yeah,
on the clock.
How did that happen?
It goes back to Harry Potter's world. I don't know. So, Greenwich Mean Time, let's say it's 12 noon there, mm-hmm, all right? That means it's 12 noon in Greenwich. It would be, what are we, 8 hours difference here?
I think so.
We do it?
I don't know.
Well, it would also be 12 noon here on the East Coast of the United States of America. So basically, instead of 12 noon being lunchtime, as we've been used to it, 12 noon is breakfast time for us now. And 12 noon, by the way, would still be, you know, sleep time in California. And so Californians would have lunch, what, around 8 p.m. And basically, we would all just adopt our lives to what this one clock would be. Mm-hmm. And that way, the reason why this is important is so many of us do business around the world. We do business internationally. I remember I used to do business across the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean at the same time in my old industry. And I was in California.
Right.
And sometimes I would have to have a teleconference with somebody in London. And then 2 hours later, I'd have to have a teleconference with somebody in Manila. And how do you do that? You'd have to figure out all of these different times. So make sure you call me at noon, you know, London time. Well, no, mm-hmm, that all goes away. You don't have to factor that in. You don't have to revolve around it. We all just adopt one time. So on this day, when we adopt the anniversary of the four time zones, mm-hmm, in the United States of America, would you be okay with just adopting one world time that we all live by and reorient our lives around? 888-630-9625. I like the idea. I think it's a needless distraction right now, figuring out what time everyone is on around the world.
Right.
And I think we could easily adapt to this.
Well, if it were noon, Greenwich Mean Time, mm-hmm, it would be 7 o'clock here.
Yeah, breakfast time.
Yeah. So we would be having breakfast at noon.
Right.
So we just.
But noon is relative. What does noon mean?
Yeah, noon means it's a position of the sun. I would say 12 p.m.
Right, I guess if noon is meant to be a position of the sun, you're right. So
yeah, high noon.
12 right. p.m. is a better way to describe it.
Yeah, 12 p.m. would be 7 a.m. here. We'd right. always be. And then except in during Eastern Daylight Time, then it would be 8.
Right. And in California, it would be 4 a.m. You're still asleep at 12. But it wouldn't be 4 a.m. It would be 12 p.m.
12 p.m., you're still asleep.
Right.
That's weird. I don't know. It's hard to get.
If you think about it, you could quickly. You know, think of how much easier it would be for coordinating meetings, coordinating times, and airlines, flights, and all the things. When you travel over time zones and everything, a lot of times it messes things up in terms of your coordination of connecting flights and cruise ships and things.
Yeah, I remember.
We could do this.
I remember when I was in television, and I was traveling all over the country. We always worked off Eastern Standard Time because that's where the mothership was. That's where Fox headquarters was in New York, and you always spoke, no matter where you, which time zone you were in, you spoke in Eastern Standard Time, so nobody got confused. Mm-hmm. It does get confusing. It really does. And I have, you know, actually had things that I've missed phone calls, or I've missed things that I was supposed to do simply because I miscalculated the time zone.
So there you go. So if you're reporting on a story in Africa, you traveled with the president in Africa,
right?
But everything that you did and coordinated was based on American Eastern time.
It would have saved a lot of trouble because I was always going, how many, what time is it back?
Right.
You have to do that calculation each and every time.
See there?
Yeah, maybe it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
In a world where, you know,
Trump can win the presidency.
That's right. In a time and place where, in a place where time has no meaning.
Telling you, I think this is a great idea. What do you think? And by the way, maybe adopting military time would make it even better. That way, this whole concept of AM and PM suggests there's no morning, there's no evening. It's just...
It's 1200 Greenwich Mean Time.
Right. It is a world time,
world
basically.
Time, yeah.
All right, Mark in Port Republic. What do you think of this idea, Mark? It's time to do away with world time zones.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Honestly, I've worked world time for years. I've retired Navy, and we use Zulu time all the time. So 24-hour clock, they use a 24-hour clock in Europe, and it's standard practice. And as far as how Greenwich has the monopoly on being the starting of time, that was with the navigators because they established longitude as the prime meridian being through Greenwich, England.
Oh, that's right. That's why Greenwich is the be-all and end-all of timekeeping. Are you sure it didn't have to do with Professor Dumbledore and some sort of spell that he... coordinated through Hogwarts?
Sorry, not a Potterhead.
All right, Mark, thanks. You know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them opens today.
Yeah,
I'm a little in the zone right now with my J.K. Rowling. All right, more of your calls in a moment. On this day where we celebrate the anniversary of the time zones in America, we ask the question, is it time to sort of rethink the whole idea of time zones and go to a... It's you know, this is part of the New World Order. Mm-hmm. You realize that. This is all part of George Soros' plan.
Mm-hmm.
The one world clock. 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. For now, WMAL traffic and weather.
That would be midnight.
We would still be first on the fives. Jamie Witness of the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I wouldn't know when to go.
Yeah.
I do like that idea, though.
You're into it? All right. See?
I am into, but maybe we should just start with here. You know, everyone, let's get rid of Eastern.
Well, the only difference is the time should be ruled on Washington, D.C. time.
Why not?
We got to take this away from Greenwich. Yeah, they don't deserve it.
That I like.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we have on 66. If you're leaving the East Falls Church area and heading out through to the Beltway, we have a lineup early on here, so don't get caught off guard if you're heading, say, out of Arlington, East Falls Church, and pushing west on 66. We have a five-car crash right at the exit for the connector road, of all things, here, and you're slowly getting by on the shoulder. Eastbound, your lanes are open, and no worries off the Beltway and toward the Roslyn Tunnel. You're wide open with no delay, but it's, again, westbound, a little bit of volume here toward the connector road heading toward the Beltway. No problems on the Beltway. 270 looks good. Nice quiet start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny day today. You know what? Can I just say, I don't care what time it is.
Yeah. This is forecast
it's a,
looks
it's
good.
It's going to be a beautiful
it's gonna be
day.
A nice day.
And a pretty good looking weekend. Sunny day today. High of 68 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 46. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny with a few clouds. Got some winds developing in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 67 degrees. Boy, enjoy the Washington area tomorrow while you can. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low of 38. Yeah, starting to get cold. In fact, Sunday, well, it's going to be highs in the upper 40s. Well, thanks a lot. Well, that was fun while it lasted. Right now, 43 degrees at 517.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
If I could turn back time.
You wouldn't actually have to turn back time, but you're just readjusting what your relationship to the sun and the clock happens to be. That's all.
How do you think, people are so stuck in their rut and what they're used to, though. It's hard to change people's mind over things like that.
Look at
how much of a controversy it was when we started doing daylight savings time.
And somehow we adjusted.
But people didn't like it.
Well, we're asking you on this day, the anniversary of the time zones in America being implemented back in 1883 by the railroads.
Right.
Should we adopt this new idea of just doing away with time zones?
If we were to be in Greenwich Mean Time, it'd be 10:17 right now.
Okay. But a 10:17 would mean something different to us as we live here.
It'd be weird, for the no sun at 10:17.
By the way, he jumped off, but Michael in Capitol Heights basically said, suck it up, Buttercup, stop whining, deal with the time the way it is, which I always like it when someone says that. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get you on here. Just stop dropping off. Leroy in Blu-ray, though, he has a different idea. Hey, in Blu-ray. Hey, Leroy.
10:17 is the new 5:20. Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody would get used to it within 30 days, and I could absolutely do this if we wouldn't have to spring forward and fall back anymore, because there's no way the world is going to let us impose that misery on them.
Yeah, this would definitely do away with spring forward and fall back, because, again, time is relative now. Time is just relative to wherever you happen to live and whatever the sun happens to be doing. Leroy's right. He's all for it. Now, Chris in Annapolis understands how the transition would take place. Chris, you're in charge of our time transition team, Chris.
I would just say that there's a lot of people that, they don't have jobs like you had, like you and Brian had, and so their world is in one county or one state, and that's it. So I would say keep the time zones, but then those who have business outside of, on both coasts or in other regions of the world, then you adopt the one time.
So you'd like re-identify it. I'll call you at 4:00 world time, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it gets confusing. I think you got to have one.
Yeah.
Or,
well, I mean, it would have
either
to
stick with what you got, or just give it one time. Well, everybody has to go.
See, Chris in Annapolis, by the way, home of one of the finest universities in all of the world.
Right.
Chris is obviously a deep thinker, and he understands that it's going to have to run in tandem for quite some time, right, Chris?
Why?
It's not like you can just flip a switch. You say, all right, Chris, hey, listen, I'll meet you over there at 6 p.m. or, you know, 1 a.m. world time.
Well, if you're a businessman, you're dealing with someone in Malaysia, then you're going on world time. If you're dealing with someone who lives in Bethesda, you're going on, you know.
Yeah, you just say, yeah, I'll meet you at 2, you know, unless you specify world time.
Exactly. Right.
See, he gets it. No?
Yeah.
Eventually it'll take over.
I think you just got to do one or the other.
You just flip the switch.
Yeah, flip the switch, make the transition. No half measures.
Well, let me just tell you, if the argument now is, you know, how do we make the transition? We've already won the argument on the world time zone. Mm-hmm. It's like the wall. It's like everybody, Mexico will never pay for the wall. Well, if you're now just arguing about who will pay for it, the argument is already won.
Yeah.
All right.
There's going to be a wall.
Mike in Boston, you're on WMAL, listening online using the WMAL app. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
I think for those that need to use world time, you already do it. If you have an app, you can have dual clocks on your phone. We already have it for those who want to use world time. But right now, there's a reason why we have daylight savings time. It's because we don't want kids, you know, we just associate daylight with certain hours. We already do that. If we didn't want to do that, we wouldn't bother with daylight saving time. We do it because
right.
We don't want it to be dark at noon.
Well, that's part of this idea is that you do away with that because we all shift our perception of what that time of day means. You know, 12 p.m. means something different to the people in London than it does to the people in Colorado.
Yeah, but between there's a reason though for daylight saving time. Our clock is just not well. Thing is, you're going to have businesses though that want to open up at around the same time. You want to have people need to work at around the same time. All of that gets screwed up totally.
It just gets reoriented, Mike. But
it'll be screwed up because there's a standard, so people can standardize on that. If there is no standard, then businesses will not be uniform. Commute times will not be uniform. School openings will not be uniform.
See, this is a plot to ruin the world.
Mm.
See, Mike, but Mike is in Boston, and they take a fatalistic view of these things.
Yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah.
They don't always look at the possibilities. It took them 90 years to win a World Series, right?
Yeah, right.
Mike, I'm teasing you. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, we do.
From Beantown, more of your calls in a moment. Is it time to do away with time zones? It's 5:22.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Larry O'Connor here for Principal Medical Group. If you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or same-day appointments, I feel the difference with the concierge medicine model. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and I'm very impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Additionally, as area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. So visit Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group in McLean. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones, call 703-663-8824 or go online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99.
Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, 5-car crash. This is going to be westbound inside the Beltway, but it is giving us early delays here. It's crazy as you're headed out of East Falls Church. If you're trying to get it, say, toward Route 7 or the Beltway, the crash right as you come up to the connector road. Watch for police direction here, and it looks like the shoulder only getting by. Eastbound, your travel lanes are open, so some good news there through that stretch. Let's go George Washington Parkway. It's that time of year we see a lot of deer accidents. Just some areas just really difficult to watch for that. George Washington Parkway, take it easy. It looks like south of 123, deer was struck. And then we have a crash northbound GW Parkway reported near the Memorial Bridge, just like we did yesterday morning. Across the 14th Street Bridge, this looks good into town. No problems on the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky, chilly morning, but temperatures held in check here as we head on through the morning hours into the afternoon. About 10 above normal, 68. Tonight, clear 46. Cold fronts on the march tomorrow. The winds pick up in the afternoon out of the west, 67. And only in the upper 40s on Sunday, partly cloudy and windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMA.
Right now, 43 degrees at 526. Does anybody really know what time it is? Well, people do care, and that's why we're having the discussion. Today's the anniversary of time zones in America, instituted on this date in 1883, and there is actually a movement to move the world to one time zone, one universal time zone. We already have a universal time zone, by the way, and a lot of industries do
somehow
do follow it.
I have a feeling the UN would be involved in this.
Our U.S. military right now, Steve and Frederick. Oh, I love it when people in Frederick are up and at it this early in the morning. And by early, I mean, 10:26. Zulu
Greenwich,
time.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Steve, explain Zulu time.
Zulu time is Greenwich Mean Time.
Mm-hmm.
When U.S. Navy ships leave port, they set their clocks to Zulu.
No matter where they are. They could be in Hawaii, but they're leaving based on what time it is in Greenwich.
No, the operators might actually have the leave time as Lima time, which is local time.
Okay.
So they'll tell them to leave at such time local, but as soon as they're at sea, they switch over to Zulu because they'll be changing through time zones while they're at sea.
And at that point, the only time zone that matters is the ship time.
Right, it's Zulu time.
Yeah. And obviously it sounds like you have some experience.
But when you should change shifts, let's say like an aircraft carrier runs in shifts, right?
Right.
Well, do you give the Greenwich Mean Time or the Zulu Time, or do you give the Lima Time? How do you tell people what time to be on at the job site?
You would, like I said, like the op orders would be issued as Lima Time. So you would say the ship is sailing at 1600, which is 4 p.m. Lima Time.
Right.
Which is local. Okay, so everybody knows they have to be on the ship by 4 p.m.
Right.
Okay, now once the ship has set sail, they then switch to Zulu time.
Everything Zulu time from that point forward. You can travel the 1,000 miles, nautical miles, and you're still on the same time zone, which is Zulu time, for all the ships at sea. Mm. It's UTC. Yeah. It's Universal Coordinated Time, where other industries use it, too, outside the military. Mm. This can be done. We can do this, and it's going to become my new cause.
It's your new cause.
Well, because
the crab cakes are and world times are.
Yeah, I'm just going to focus on the crab cakes.
Okay.
529.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino.
Legendary acts like Jay Leno, Frank Caliendo, The Ultimate Elvis, Justin Shandor, and Dwight Yoakam. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, after a week of protests in Montgomery County schools, there seems to be no end. There's a coordinated and scheduled walkout of Prince George's schools today. We'll talk about it after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As President-elect Donald Trump continues to assemble his cabinet, he met yesterday with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who may be in line for Secretary of State, but he also has a big meeting on his schedule this weekend.
He'll be meeting with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was perhaps one of the earliest and fiercest critics of Donald Trump, but sources say that they are expected also to discuss the Secretary of State job. Now, whether Trump will actually go with one of these past rivals and name them to a cabinet position is still to be seen.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Donald Trump also met yesterday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Prime Minister Abe declined to offer details on what exactly was discussed in this meeting, but what he did say was that it was a, quote, very candid discussion. And he said that he got the sense emerging from this meeting that he'll be able to establish a relationship of trust with Donald Trump as President of the United States, saying that that, of course, is the bedrock of any alliance between these two countries, a very important alliance.
Correspondent Jeremy Diamond. A family of four is dead in Stafford County in what police are labeling a murder-suicide. The Fredericksburg Freelance Star is reporting that police have identified the victims as 35-year-old Lance Buckley, his 30-year-old wife Amy, and their daughters, ages 5 and 18 months. Authorities believe Buckley killed his wife and kids, then killed himself. An autopsy reveals that the only son of longtime D.C. Mayor Marion Barry died of an accidental drug overdose. 36-year-old Marion Christopher Barry died in August. The D.C. medical examiner has ruled the death accidental. The Maryland Lottery is reportedly going to start selling a new scratch-off ticket with a $2 million prize. But it'll cost you. That scratch-off will sell for $30. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,904. The NASDAQ at 53,34. Sports Thursday Night Football, the Panthers beat the Saints. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Maryland wins. GW wins. AU loses. NHL, the Caps host the Red Wings tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my...
Our
Novic power bill rounded up each month.
My few cents.
Added to my few cents.
Added to our few cents.
Add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at Novic.com.
Larry O'Connor here to talk about getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. You know, there's a lot of clutter out there, and it can be very confusing when it comes time to find the right realtor. That's why I just love recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. My personal experience with the Reynolds team has been, well, amazing. I know why Debbie and Sarah have been named top-ranked agents for 4 consecutive years by the Wall Street Journal. That's right, 4 years in a row. You see, what sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with thousands of ready home buyers looking to buy right now. You know, they may already have a buyer for you. And even better, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money, and they sell 3 times faster than the average agent. Don't go for average. Go for Debbie and Sarah. They're waiting for your call now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit Inova.org/cancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we're actually a bit busy here on 66 inside the Beltway westbound stretch. A five-car crash. Cleanup continues. They need several tow trucks here. Lots of damage on 66 West as you try to head out toward the Beltway. So if you're leaving East Falls Church up ahead, right at the connector road, that's the activity where we have the crash. You're getting by to the far right using that exit lane. And then getting back onto 66 out toward Route 7 and the Beltway. Now, eastbound lanes are open. So far, looking still at a pretty decent pace coming off the Beltway and through Falls Church. No problems to report on the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7 out of Leesburg. Have a report of a crash on the it's a broken down car. George Washington Parkway northbound, north of the 14th Street Bridge as you come up to Memorial Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny after a clear start, a sunny finish. Tonight, 46 outlying areas. Is cold or clear. Tomorrow, west wind kicks up in the afternoon, and we'll see increasing clouds, 67. The chillier air in on Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Chantilly, 40 in La Plata, 44 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
5:37 on this big Friday in the nation's capital. Morning on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Trevor Maddich gives us a preview of the Redskins-Packers game this weekend. 8:05, Michael Dorso. He's the school board president for Montgomery County. We got a lot of questions for him about all of these walkouts this past week and one scheduled later today. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, there's going to be a massive protest today in Prince George's County, so we hear students are going to walk out of class, and we know this because the person in charge of Prince County Schools, at least the chief executive officer, Kevin Maxwell, has sent a letter out to parents. And an interesting thing here, it says, we take no position on the spirit or intent of the walkout. However, the event does raise serious student safety concerns. Leaving school grounds unaccompanied may cause harm to students' personal well-being. Please note that students who are absent from class due to the walkout will be marked unexcused. However, I've looked through this entire statement, and that's just part of it, but I've looked through the entire statement twice now. I don't see anything that says, don't do it. They're not telling the kids not to do
right.
it.
And when, this is unsafe. You know, people can get hurt. People have gotten hurt.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Oh, and by the way, it's unlawful.
Yeah, so anyway, I was yesterday in Silver Spring, and I was at the Chick-fil-A, because, you know, you mentioned Chick-fil-A, and then I started thinking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Then I had to have a chicken biscuit, and so
I know exactly which one you went to.
And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear this ruckus outside, and I look up, and it's whoop, 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 the sirens and the lights and the police, and then I hear a bunch of chanting and screaming, and there was a band of marauding high schoolers. It looked like they were high schoolers, at least, walking down with their signs and chanting, and by the time I finished my chicken biscuit, they were gone.
Were they marauding?
They were marauding.
Really? Yeah. What did they maraud?
They were just, you know, making noise.
Okay.
It continues. And as it turns out, coming up at 8:05, we're going to discuss this with Michael Dorso, who is the Montgomery County School Board president. Here's our question for you. What should we ask Dorso? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah.
We're going to have a chance to, you know, because we've been talking about this all week, and we're going to have a chance to have him explain to us why it is that, you know, they have taken the stance that they have taken, which is basically to say, don't do this, don't do this. Oh, you know, we're going to mark you an excuse, but you know what? Your parents can write a note and get you out of it. That's the policy in Montgomery County. What would you like to ask Michael Dorso? Because if you give us a good question, I promise you at 8:05 this morning, we will do our best to get the answer from him. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I want to know why they just don't specifically say it is forbidden. No, you come to school to learn. You come to school to be educated. If you want to do this, hey, when school's out at 2:30 or 3 o'clock or whenever it is, it's, you know, different times in every part of the county, it seems. But when school's out, then you're on your own. Do whatever you want to do. If you want to go out and have a protest, knock your socks off. Just get after it. But why do they not say no? Why don't they tell the students there's a time and a place for everything, and the time that you're at the school is a time for learning? That's my opinion. That's why I want to ask him why they just don't simply say no. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I want to know. My understanding is that in Montgomery County, attendance in school is compulsory. It is the law if a child is not enrolled in a school and attending school. That's mandatory. They are in violation of the law, and the parents are in violation of the law for letting it happen, number one. Number two, my understanding was, other than open lunch policies on certain high school campuses, every campus in Montgomery County Public Schools is a closed campus, meaning you can't get on without permission, and a student can't leave without permission.
Even I, as a parent, have to check in with the office if I want to go to school
so
and visit.
So how is the school board and the superintendent allowing this to happen? Well, that's going to be one of my questions.
And just a point here. If they are so concerned about security that even parents of students have to check in and sign a log and let the front office know that you're there, then why are they not concerned about what happens when the kids leave the campus
during school hours? Unescorted, unaccompanied,
Because we are told, and educators will tell you this, that when you're in the school, we're sort of supposed to be the parent.
That's right.
We're supposed to be looking out for kids who are not yet adults. Well, anyway, a lot of questions. How about Sean in Woodbridge? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning. What do you think, Sean?
I think this is multifaceted. First, I'm wondering why they're not enacting harsher penalties for this. These kids can't even vote. And going back to high school, just thinking how I was when I was a senior, kids are going to find any single excuse they can to get out of school. And I think at this point, they're not doing it to make an, for a cause. They're doing it just because they want to find a reason to get out of school.
Yeah.
Second, where are the parents? Where are the parents in this whole thing? If those were my kids, I would be furious.
It's a great point. I'd love to know where the parents are. Sadly, I don't know if the president of the Montgomery County School Boards can answer that one, but it's a question that the parents need to be asking themselves. Sean, it's a great idea, and you make a great point.
I certainly send a text message to my daughter.
Yeah.
Saying,
and,
you know,
FYI.
Yeah, just here's
this is
my,
what's expected.
Here's what I'm expecting out of this situation, yeah.
You know, one other, I have another
question. I was ignored, but that's not unusual.
I'm interested in, you know, if the reason for these walkout protests was because they were upset that the Nationals didn't go further in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Would there be tolerance for this? No, really, it is equivalent.
Yeah, I know.
They have just as much control over the presidential election as they do over a baseball team. They can't vote. They don't have a say in it. They're upset about the outcome. Okay, what other things that you're upset about the outcome for are you allowed to protest?
How about Mike in Springfield? Mike, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Larry. I would like you gentlemen to ask this person, this individual, who is supposedly in control of the schools, if because he is allowing this to happen, he is assuming personal responsibility for all of these children, so if one gets hurt, the parents can go right after his butt.
Yeah.
You know, listen,
are you willing to accept responsibility?
Yeah. I mean, if you can't keep control of the campus where we send our kids, and my kid chooses to leave, and you didn't do anything to stop him, and my kid gets hurt, do you not bear some responsibility?
Sure.
I think it's a fair question. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
In an exchange with a reporter from the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Army Secretary Eric Fanning said, quote, "The Army needs to stop talking strictly about the numbers of its soldiers and focus on the capabilities the service needs," unquote. Speaking during the Defense One Summit, the secretary continued, saying, "The Army needs to define what it needs for the future." You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on 270 out of Frederick. That's where we're slowing just to merge to get on to 270. So up ahead is what the problem is right at 85 as you cross the Monocacy crash, trying to confine everything to the shoulder there. So a little bit stop and go, a little bit tough to get through. Beyond that, just a brief delay at Route 80 Urbana and at 109. No problems on Maryland's 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway, 29, that's looking good. 66 inside the Beltway through Falls Church. We have an unusual backup, a 5-car crash. Cleanup is ongoing. So if you're heading westbound, say out of East Falls Church, and your destination is to get to the Beltway, right as you come up to the connector road, you need to watch for police direction to the far right shoulder, getting by using the exit lane, then back onto 66. So a little bit slow there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today mostly sunny after a clear start, a sunny finish. Tonight, 46. Outlying areas colder, clear. Tomorrow, west wind kicks up in the afternoon, and we'll see increasing clouds, 67. The chillier air in on Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees at 546.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
All right, so more protests are going to take place today. I mean, they're talking about a mass walkout in Prince George's County of high school students who want to protest the outcome of the last election. I actually witnessed a very, I think it was a modest protest in Silver Spring yesterday. So they're ongoing, and our question is, we're going to be talking to the Montgomery County School Board President, Michael Dorso. What would you have us ask him? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Leslie in D.C. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask the gentleman, how many of these students have taken American history, the Constitution, and can explain to us why the Electoral College is important, and then have him hold school-sponsored debates while the children are in school and can be supervised?
Yeah. Do it in an organized fashion. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, have you actually taken this opportunity, if you really think they care about these political issues, how about do some mock debates and actually have an organized and disciplined discussion of the issues instead of shouting in the streets?
Yeah, and by the way, we should not overlook the fact that, however, when somebody raised the other side of this argument, they were beaten.
Right.
Kid was beaten.
He didn't even raise the other side of the argument. He wore a hat that said Make America Great Again.
And he had the living crap kicked out of him. Ron in Columbia, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to know if they would have allowed a protest or a walkout after Barack Obama was elected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for that matter, if Hillary Clinton had been elected this time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. It's a great point, Ron. Of course, you know, the students at that time weren't ginned up against that candidate in such a way by their parents, the media, and I'm sure teachers. Oh, that brings up another question. What kind of discussion occurred in your school via your teachers about this election? What was communicated to them about these two candidates? What did they learn from you about them?
Yeah, I've heard that there were discussions right after the election, at least in the high school where my kid goes.
Well, didn't they send out a letter, wringing their hands saying, we just want you to know that despite this election, we still stand for tolerance and diversity. And isn't that sending a signal?
Not only did they do that, they sent out a letter that said, and by the way, if your child is suffering with the outcome of the election, counseling is available.
Grief counseling.
Oh, give me a break.
But aren't they responsible
Suck it up, buttercup.
They're sending the message to the students that there's something to grieve, that there's something to be so upset about that they would take to the street.
So to some degree, they were sort of roiling the waters, weren't they? Seems that way to me. Wendy in Montgomery County, you're up next. You're with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to know exactly what legal options at that point in time the school has to prohibit a student from walking off the campus, or in this case, a group of students from walking off a school campus.
Right. Do they have any policies in place? If a student says, I'm out of here, I'm leaving.
It's not policy. Legal. What legal options do you, because are you going to form a ring around 20 students? Do you have enough personnel? Can you legally put hands on them to prohibit when they're just walking? There's no threat to them or others. What legal options does that school have at that moment in time to prohibit any student from walking off the campus?
Thanks, Wendy. We'll throw that out there, too. And if they have nothing proactively, then what can they do retroactively legally to those students? And why haven't they?
Yeah, it is now 5:50 on WMAL. We'll take all these down, and we'll talk to Michael Dorso at 8:05. The Montgomery County School Board President will be our guest. You might want to tune back in for that for sure. It's time for El Rushmo at 5:50.
Well, the Democrat mayors across the country are rushing to the cameras to declare their loyalty to sanctuary cities. All told, there are about 300 Democrat-run cities and counties that have adopted this lawless sanctuary policy. Chicago's Rahm Emanuel reassured the illegal population they were safe and secure in his city despite the election. Chicago has in the past been a sanctuary, and it will always be a sanctuary city, he said. Mayors of New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Philadelphia, and San Francisco all said that they will defy federal immigration law. They promised to keep illegal immigrants from being deported. They were reacting to President-elect Trump reaffirming his plan to enforce immigration law, starting with those who have criminal records. Now, you would think that that would be celebrated in Chicago, which is closing in on a record 4,000 shootings this year, and where the budget is such a mess. They're struggling to keep schools open. Speaking of budget, if Trump stops federal funding to sanctuary cities, as he promised, San Francisco alone could lose $1 billion. But to Democrats, federal money is secondary. Our laws mean nothing. So long as Democrats see illegal aliens as voters, Democrat voters, the party will stop at nothing to protect them. Since Democrats lost the white working class, illegals, they think, are their ticket to power. It's going to be an ugly battle in an even uglier war. But for the first time in years, we're actually going to fight the damn thing. It's about time.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta, or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. Delays are continuing to grow here inside the Beltway going westbound on 66. They're still waiting on several tow trucks. They had five cars involved in this crash. Westbound 66 right at 267, the Dulles Connector Road. You're getting by very slowly as you use that right far right exit lane and then back onto 66. If that's your destination eastbound, your travel lanes are open. Other hiccup in Virginia right now, 7, Route 7 eastbound as you head past Barron Cameron Avenue for the crash. George Washington Parkway, northbound near the Memorial Circle, we had a report of a stalled car. 270, the crash south of Monocacy to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march. It'll erase away these mild temperatures, but still a couple more days in the 60s. Sunny today, 68. Tomorrow, 67. Gusty winds in the afternoon out of the west. Chillier air only in the upper 40s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Are you frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate? If so, you're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other hearing problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, this is Dr. Anna Enzola, Chief Audiologist and owner of Ascent Audiology and Hearing. We're the area's highest rated audiology practice with 7 locations and over 1,000 five-star reviews. For a limited time, we're offering a complimentary consultation and hearing aids starting at $995. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing at 800-811-8700 and come meet with one of our top doctors. Don't wait any longer. Visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. 8700. We accept most major insurance plans. Financing and discounts are also available. I invite you to visit us at hearingaiddoctors.com. Remember, for a free consultation, call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL.
All right, there's talk that there may be a, well, there is going to be a Democratic challenger of Nancy Pelosi, but does he actually have a chance? We'll discuss.
Plus, the world was rocked yesterday afternoon with news that Mitt Romney is meeting with Donald Trump over the weekend in Trump Tower, possibly to talk about Mitt Romney being the Secretary of State. What's that all about? We want your opinion. What's Trump up to? 888-630-WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.